Programming teaches like a mother. It takes very little to get started. You should just watch video tutorials. You don't even have to type any code. Just search for JavaScript tutorials and relax. And as you watch and learn about different JavaScript modules, something will eventually call out to you and you'll say, "Hey, I can do this." And this process will repeat for decades forward. Things will reach out to you and grab you by the button. Once you are watching tutorials, you have your foot in the door. And now, it's not just about using modules, but writing your own. You will discover that you will need hundreds of your own modules, mostly just to learn and progress, but also because they are useful to the way you code. One of my own modules that I often return to is called one-of. You give it an array of items, and it returns one of them at random. It's very useful when generating user interface demos. My favorite library that others wrote is probably Lodash, as it is full of tiny little wisdoms. And one of the nicest internet videos is Amy Palamountain on Backbone and Marionette, because she dares to call something useless by a funny name, while others still try to figure out where it fits. The real fun starts when your practice begins making you really good at the little things that concern you. Then the tables turn, and rather than learning programming, programming reaches out in a way and begins teaching you. And you start building and rebuilding popular libraries, but with your own vision in mind. You make them easier or more automated, or aim them towards less generic ends. And you go chasing bits of code that no one else has ever wrote before. And when you finish your project, not only are you more knowledgeable, but you start rebuilding it. Now, with the new knowledge you learned in mind. It's like going back to your childhood, but with everything you know today. You will approach the project differently and learn more new things, and then do it again. And you are not just rewriting, you are reinventing in slightly different contexts that keep your code smaller and cleaner. What once took you months may now take hours. And with all the new lessons, you become more and more powerful, and not year by year, but by the hour. Now all the little projects are clear as daylight, and all the big libraries aren't a challenge to rewrite anymore, especially now with the help of artificial intelligence. This process of rebuilding to learn is never frustrating, and always about rebellion and superpowers, and hour after hour you rise. You innovate, invent, discover, break the rules, and rise above others who traded passion for glory. And while you never stop learning, you will experience more and more triumphs in your code. The road forward then turns to art, and so does your code.